And our Daybreak DIY is ahead this morning, and it's buzzing with the idea of keeping your own bees. Indeed, joining me on the line this morning is Rudy Peters, and he's a terrace-based master beekeeper. He's also the owner of the Skeena Valley Apiary. And good morning, Rudy.
Good morning.
So tell me, what was the moment where you found yourself thinking, yeah, bees, why not?
Well, when we first moved to Terrace, we still do, there's this large cherry tree in our backyard. And when we first moved there, and you know, like warm spring days up here, trees are full bloom. I'm like, the tree's about 60 feet from our deck, and we could hear the tree from the deck. You know, you got, things sounded literally alive. And then over the years, it just, we went from having wheelbarrows of cherries to literally an ice cream pail, and it's like, okay, something's weird. And so one particular nice day, I grabbed a lawn chair and just sat underneath the tree and was watching bees. And I think I only counted like 10 in an hour. And it don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that something was seriously wrong. So I started looking into, you know, what's involved in keeping bees. And got a couple hives and discovered that I liked it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as all things happened, as my wife says, now it's a hobby run amok. And, yeah, no, I'm up to just around 100 hives now.
Wow. Well, you know, I suppose there's always a bit of a learning curve. And a few years ago, I was asked to house sit for some friends of mine, and they kept bees in their backyard. And before leaving for their vacation, they said, don't worry, the bees don't need much, but just be careful if they swarm. And I'm thinking, swarm? What? And I'm picturing, you know, all these killer bees coming at me. But when you started out with this, I mean, was there a learning curve in terms of getting stung and stuff like that?
If you keep bees, it's not a question of if, but when.
Right.
It is just like if you were to plant a garden. It is not a question of if you will get dirt under your fingernail. It is simply a question of when.
But it didn't put you off.
Oh, no. There's actually health benefits to getting stung. Now, I did, the first year I kept bees, I did end up in the ER twice.
Wow.
And my kids, of course, thought it was the funniest thing. I'm like, I look like a Klingon on a bad day. And the ER nurse, I mean, she made me chuckle because she's looking at me and she's looking at the chart there as they're pumping this, whatever they were pumping into me.
Yeah.
She goes, you're sensitive to bee stings and you keep bees. Why? And I go, my dear, if I worried about everything that could kill me, I'd never leave my room.
Well, this is true. Now,
and you take precautions and you do develop, like last year, I think the most I got in one day was 30 stings.
Oh, that all?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When we were moving hives and we had a little bit of a whoops. And, of course, when you have an oops carrying a beehive, they get upset.
Now, you said it's a hobby run amok. How much of your week or how many hours of your week are dedicated to this hobby?
On average, I've actually taken my time, kind of averaged it out through the year. It works out to be about 15 to 20 minutes a week per hive.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, it's not bad when you think about one or two hives.
Right.
But now when you're doing 100 hives, now all of a sudden it becomes almost a second job.
Right. Now, tell me about the temperament you think that is required for beekeeping.
You got to be relaxed.
Even when getting stung 30 times?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You cannot outrun them. They can fly at 20 miles an hour, and if you think you can run 20 miles an hour, you belong in the Olympics and not keeping bees.
What's the lifespan of a bee?
Depend on what time of year.
Okay.
During the summertime, you're looking at a worker bee about 6 weeks.
Okay.
That same bee in the wintertime will live 6 months.
Because it's fascinating about bees, because one of the things I heard, and maybe you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but that it takes about 30 bees its entire lifetime to create one tablespoon of honey.
That is fairly close. The amount of bee that one honey will produce in her lifetime. Do you have a pencil handy there?
Somewhere, yeah.
You know the eraser at the end of your pencil?
Yeah.
That is the amount of honey that one bee will make in her lifetime. It is about 1/12 of a teaspoon.
So it's a lot of effort and a lot of bees to create all that honey we see on our shelves.
Yes, an exorbitant amount of bees. I'm like, you have to remember, a good-sized hive in the summertime, there's 70,000 to 80,000 bees in there.
Mm. Now, you're actually, I'm speaking with Rudy Peters. He's a master beekeeper in Terrace and also the owner of the Skeena Valley Apiary. You're trying to spread this love of beekeeping throughout Terrace by part of a 5-week course that you're going to be doing, right?
The course starts this week, Saturday evening here in Terrace. And the course is set up. I assume that you do not even know the questions to ask about bees. There is zero information or knowledge required to know about bees to start. And I've had people take this course simply to learn more about bees. And so over the course of the 5 weeks, we take you from literally knowing nothing about bees to where, when we do the field day, that you're comfortable working hands-on with them.
And it's the type of thing where you don't necessarily have to go into it to the point where you're keeping 100.
Oh, no. Most people that take the course simply have one or two hives in their backyard for a variety of reasons. Like everything from just they think it's cool to they want to have their own honey.
How much do they help a garden?
There has been documented there's an 8 to 10-fold increase in food production if you have bees.
8 to 10-fold?
Yes.
Wow.
That is a significant amount.
And is there any particular types of gardens that bees are best suited to? Like if you're, I mean more or less along the lines of if you've got flowers versus if you're growing small vegetables and so on?
Depends. All things that require pollination require bees of some kind, whether they be indigenous pollinators. Like we have a lot of indigenous pollinators. We've just been killing them off real fast. So that's why we need the honeybees to kind of fill in the gap of what we've killed off. Because honeybees aren't indigenous to this continent. They're technically an invasive species. Fruit trees, like on the south side of Terrace, we still have a good number of orchards, like apples and cherries and all sorts of fruit trees. And there's a marketed increase in their production if you have bees around. And same with like strawberries, raspberries, any of the kind of fruit-bearing stuff.
Well, it'd be fascinating to see what happens. I mean, you're up to 100 hives. Maybe if the other people who take your workshop course this weekend, it's a 5-week course, right?
Yep, it's 5 weeks. I kind of stretch it over 5 weeks because I found that just so much information that I kind of throw at people, it takes a little time for it to absorb in. So that's why I stretch it out.
Well, if people get as passionate about it as you've become, Rudy, well, certainly Terrace could become a hive for beekeeping, that's for sure.
There you go. And there's one correction that you mentioned the swarm when you were house sitting for your friends.
Yeah.
They're at their most docile in a swarm.
Ah.
You could be butt-ass naked in the middle of a swarm and not worry about getting stung.
I'm glad. I'll keep that in mind for the next time I'm naked somewhere.
It's Hollywood that made that image, and it drives me nuts.
Rudy Peters, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem. Have a good day.